Welcome, BBS, to the Wednesday night question and answer call. There's only a very few people on the telephone line, so when you hear a ding, that's somebody coming in, and we'll greet them. Wynn is not here yet, and Ice is working late.
And a regular greeter, the person that's supposed to be greeting hasn't signed in yet.
So no, I don't know where she is.
We're bumbling along.
Well, that's not unusual, though, is it?
Yeah, that's kind of the way this one goes.
Yeah.
Flying by the seat of the pants, as it were.
Right. And we just had somebody else come in. Welcome to the Wednesday night call. Please state your name and location.
Hi, this is Susan in Maryland.
Maryland? Susan, did you used to live in Delaware?
Yes. It's habit.
Uh-huh.
Who is this again, Ron?
Yeah, this is Ron.
Hi, Ron.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
It's fine.
Does the job pay well?
Yeah. Yeah, at least, this absence of people might be that new phone number, although when you dial up, if you dial the wrong number, they're still telling you which number to call. I didn't have any trouble.
Are you saying that many people haven't called tonight?
No, there's only about three or four or five in here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we got Cecil from Seattle.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi. So we're flying blind without a pilot.
Yep. We are on the air, though, with BBS.
Oh,
is
already?
Is that a ding-a-ling?
Yeah, they came in early today. That's the last person that called in. Why don't you say your name and location, if you'd like.
This is Gilbert in Central Florida.
We had two at the same time, one in Florida, and I didn't get the other one.
Ryan Whittington in Illinois.
Hi, Ryan.
Hey.
Hey, Ryan.
Hello.
We don't have a moderator, so a couple of us are just yakking back and forth and welcoming people, hoping someone will come on and take our place soon.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, we had two people come in. Welcome to the Wednesday night call. Please state your name and location.
I'm Janine from Salt Lake.
Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hi, Janine.
Hi.
This is Cecil from Seattle.
Hi, Cecil.
We had a couple more dings in there if you want to state your name and location.
This is Eric from Santa Fe.
Hi, Eric.
Hey, Eric.
Good evening. Hello.
Hello.
This is Marilyn in Flagstaff.
Hey, Marilyn.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Was that Morgan I heard?
Aaron, I think.
Welcome to the Wednesday night call. Please state your name and location.
Brendan Brown, Springfield, Massachusetts.
Welcome, Brendan. Welcome to the Wednesday night call. Please state your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry, I'm in Roselle, New Jersey.
Hey, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, how are you?
Marvelous.
Good.
At least that's what I tell everybody. Got some of them believing it.
Welcome to the Wednesday night call. Please state your name and location.
Hi there, this is Terry in Sedona.
Well, hey,
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Hello.
So where's the wind?
His helicopter is circling. Hey, you'll be here in a minute.
Welcome to the Wednesday night call. Please state your name and location.
It's Carola in Okotoks. Hi, Ron. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Carola.
Hi, Carola.
Hi.
Welcome to the Wednesday night call. Please state your name and location. You can work your way in.
There's three more coming.
Yeah. Welcome to the Wednesday night call. Please state your name and location.
Hi, Robert in Glendora, California.
Hey, Robert. Good to hear you. This is Ron in Mountain Grove. We're flying by the seat of our pants again tonight.
Hi. We had a new number to call tonight.
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
And we got no moderator.
I tried to call in earlier, but they said it's a new phone number.
Oh, yeah.
That right.
It is. It's a new phone number. They changed all the phone numbers over there. And so the PIN numbers are the same, but the moderator code and the call-in codes are, or the call-in number is different.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Welcome to the call.
Hi. This is Bonnie in Corona.
Hey, Bonnie.
Hi,
this
Bonnie.
Is Ron in Mountain Grove.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Bonnie.
So glad to be here, always.
Good. Welcome to the Wednesday night call. Please state your name and location.
Hello. It's Robert from North Carolina.
Hello.
Hey, Robert. Good to hear you.
Hey, Don. Hey.
Where are you from, Robert?
North Carolina.
Oh. Welcome. We've had a few that called in and that haven't announced themselves. We might give them a chance now if they'd like.
Hi, this is Joni in St. Louis.
Hi, Joni.
Hi.
Hey, Joni.
Hi, Joni.
Hi. Hi, this is Carol in Michigan.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Marilyn.
No, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi.
Welcome to the Wednesday night call. Please state your name and location.
May from Concord. Colleen and I were on the wrong line. Can you come in?
Oh, this is
Colleen.
Colleen,
are you there?
Her and I were the only ones on the other line, and we didn't know there was a new access code.
Uh-huh. What did
is
you dial the access? Did you? No, this Heist is not in tonight.
Ah, who's
or
this?
At least not yet. This is Ron.
Hi, Ron. Has anybody else come in besides me?
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of people in here.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. I'm calling you.
Matter of fact, we just had some more dings come in. If you'd like to, state your name and location.
This is Sue
Joyce Leprich. Irvine, California.
Not all at once. Try it again.
We got Sue and Joyce.
There's
another one behind
them. Welcome to the Wednesday night call. Please state your name and location.
Jacqueline Doyle, Los Angeles, California.
Hello.
Hey, Catherine.
Oh. Yeah, that other line has some sweet jazz in it. It's nice.
Welcome to the Wednesday night call. Please state your name and location.
My name's Raiden Knight, and I'm in Arizona.
Hi, Raiden.
Hey, Raiden. Good to hear you again.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi. Fred in Eagle River.
Hello.
Hey, Fred. How are you doing?
Hey, Raiden. Pretty good. How you been?
Okay. Hey, did you get a chance to do the magic down here?
I did.
Sure feels like it.
Feel better? Good.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting ready to give Fred a call, definitely.
Hi, Fred. This is Joni.
Hi, Joni. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Fred. This is Ron in Mountain Grove. Good to hear you.
Robert.
Welcome to the Wednesday night call. Please state your name and location.
I'm Jacqueline
in Austin.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, hello.
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 Hello. Okay. Okay. This is Lynn. And
hi, Lynn.
Why don't we get you? Hey. Why don't we get
are you
started?
A first time caller?
this is not Lynn.
First time tonight.
Uh huh.
It depends whether I'm being reborn all the time or not.
Uh huh.
All right. And I heard Terry giggle. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Terry's here.
Unmistakable.
Yeah. Okay. Hang on here. Let's see.
Welcome to the Wednesday night call. Please state your name and location.
Hi, this is Colleen in Vancouver. I was on the other access code, and so was other people. So
listen to music.
I had a really good conversation with Maeve, but then all of a sudden I realized that nobody was coming into the call but us.
Uh-huh. I've done that before.
I've been lonely over there.
Didn't it give you the phone number right at the beginning and say call this number?
Yeah, but that one on your email's no good.
Well, the phone number is fine. It's just that I put the wrong access code in.
No, you dialed in Mondays.
Well, this is Beth in Oregon. I got the email and everything went
the
through.
Email's fine. No, the email's fine. It's me that is off today.
Okay.
Well, welcome. We're here.
Raiden is always trying to find fault with me, okay?
No, I'm not. That's the last thing I would do. Good Lord.
The email number was off for me the first time, but my second try it went through.
I see. Okay.
And then I was trying to get in, and it was busy. So I thought, oh, my goodness, there's so many people on the call that I can't even get in.
Yeah, it said the line was busy. You couldn't get through.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. All right.
Well, and here we are.
Here we are.
Hey, hang on a second. I'm going to mute everybody.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
Okay, this is December 16th, 2015. Everybody everywhere all over the country. And let me mute the dings coming in. Just a moment. Okay, now I know we have some new people today. Let me just double check.
All callers are unmuted.
How many of you heard me on George Norrie last night?
I did.
I heard you. I did.
Twice.
How many? You heard me twice?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's dedication. I can't even stand to listen to myself once.
And then he had open lines afterwards, and the first person was asking about what you were talking about.
Uh-huh. Well, that was a very strange experience, but I'll tell you about it later, okay?
Okay.
And, do we have some brand new people here tonight that are just introduced to us for the first time?
Yes.
Okay. So.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Okay, now we're muted. I want to give you all a quick, very quick rundown. You know, we have people that are regulars that have been coming to these calls, some of them, for years. And it's like when we started these calls, I always used to say it was an experiment. And it was an experiment because, okay, I'm having these conversations with these beings, and you're going to hear them tonight, these energy forms in other dimensions, so they say. And I believe they are who they say they are, but I tell people, please don't believe it yourself. And the best way to believe it is by coming to the calls and experiencing it. There's two things that happen on these calls. One of them is there's this sense of extraordinary wisdom and love that they express to us, and compassion and understanding for the human condition. And from my experience, there is never a disempowerment, you know, like believe in us or, you know, get on your knees or whatever. It's and you have to catch the drift of that. And sometimes you have to listen for a while to decide if that's true or not for you, because it's true for me and it's true for a lot of people. And that for myself, who come from a background of being totally independent. I've been a singer-songwriter, used to travel around the country, play or form, and, you know, this is like, I don't have to do this. I'm not doing it for any other reason than so many people have been helped by what we're doing. They've been stabilized. You know, the world is falling apart right now. It really is. And relationships that were past relationships, for many people, they're getting boring. They're getting unfulfilling. There's something happening. And we have an explanation for it. And if you're around long enough, you'll get to hear the big pictures. And if we're really doing, if these guys really are who they say they are, if they really are the group soul that created the universe and the group soul of graduates, it's like this is kind of an epic event, putting it out in such a public, transparent way. And when it first started, I kept saying, why me? Why are they talking to me? I mean, literally, I know a lot of you are going through difficult financial times, and what am I doing here? And at the time, I was living in my RV, parked in a storage yard, and I was writing The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and I certainly felt fairly inept in the world at that time. And they kept saying that I had these talents, or when I had a reading from Wilcock, they said to me, you have unplayed coins in the jukebox of your soul, which I thought was very funny. And I said, I didn't feel like it at the time, but I stuck to it. And then we experimented. And, you know, on these calls, aside from the wisdom and the care and the understanding for the human condition, particularly on our Sunday call, there's an energy that's on the call that just sweeps. I won't say that everyone's going to feel it the first time, but a lot of people do. It kind of sweeps through you. It kind of clears your aura system. And people come to that call, and their depressions go away, and they sometimes get healings. And one of the things I learned is that, you know, we've had healings at the very beginning, and people have had healings, and I used to think, uh-oh, I hope I'm not supposed to be one of those evangelicals that touches people on the head, and then suddenly can see again. Luckily, I'm not. I don't look at myself as a direct healer like that. Actually, people heal themselves, but they need to be in the right energy to heal themselves, and then you can get support from the other side on healing And you know, it's kind of different from anything that you've ever experienced. So it's something that you have to check it out. It may work for you, it may not, but it works for a lot of people. And we're here 3 times a week, and if you heard all the people saying hello, they got to know each other, and it's created a community. And it's really important to have community right now. It really is. I mean, the world's falling apart, and things that we used to think we could count on, we can't. So ultimately, we have to count on each other, and it's hard to find others that you can count on. And we're creating a group around this of people that care and that are here to make a contribution. And one of the things that I learned this when I was writing The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, is that there are many beings in this realm from higher dimensions that took bodies to be of service. And once you do that, you can't remember that you did it, okay? And so you come into this realm and you're totally blanked out, no memory. And then you find you don't fit here. You feel alienated, and you look for a purpose. And many of the people that sit that find our work, and it really triggers them into being more of who they are. And usually people who are attracted to this, even attracted to George Norrie, would tend to be people that fit that, that come in from higher dimensions, and take bodies to be a service, and then they forget. Supposedly, there's something like 100 million people like that on the planet. And according to the Ra Group, 90% of them lose it once they take bodies. They don't know they're going to lose it. Okay, so on that note, we ask questions tonight. And for new people, I always have a preamble where don't believe the answers. Make something work for you, or at least if the answer totally resonates. Don't give up your power to them, no matter what they say. And with questions, we have some. The questions are best. And sometimes I'll look at some of the new people that have sent questions in today. But the best kind of questions, I think, are questions that relate to your evolution. These guys are not, don't do psychic readings. Now, a lot of people expect it to be psychic. And they want to know, should I marry this person? Should I work for this company? And any source that's willing to tell you so specifically what to do is taking away your power and your discernment, your lessons of discernment. Positive source won't usually do that. And you can listen to how they answer questions, and you'll see how they skirt those issues. Okay? So on that note, I'll introduce Terry. If you saw Terry's picture on our homepage, she's that person that looks like St. Catherine. And St. Catherine, you know, I didn't go looking up the internet. I asked a question one time, was Terry ever anybody famous? And they said to look up St. Catherine of Siena, who I never heard of. Found the story of this young woman that would go into the local Catholic church. They would write down everything she said because they thought God was speaking to them through her, and when she died, her channelings got published and recognized by the church. St. Catherine dialogues with God, and Terry was the spitting image of St. Catherine. And it was quite remarkable. It was one of the things when I discovered it, I started to say, geez, I think this might be real. And Terry, would you like to say anything from your human side before we start?
Well, at the time of, I have a lot of memories from that lifetime. I remember my lifetimes other than that, too. And it was a good lifetime. It was a hard lifetime. But it's right along the lines of trying to work with people, help people. And, I do this work. I never know what they're going to say. And so it's... When it's over, oftentimes I'll think, wow, you know, there were some really good answers in there, but I can't always remember what the questions and answers are afterwards. Back over to you.
Okay. So what we do is we do Yeah.
Did you get the recorder going?
Thank you for asking. I think I did. Give me a second.
Yes, I believe you did. Remember you saying the date.
Yeah, it's recording.
Sorry. Okay,
thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for reminding me. Okay. Okay. And, you know, as the news people can notice, there is no hierarchy here, although... I'm a facilitator, and other people, you know, hives, people that do all the greetings, they just came in spontaneously. And a number of people started volunteering because they came to the conclusion that this was important. And it's not religious. It is, it's like there's enough data that it is what it sounds like if you pay attention to it. You don't have to believe it. You don't have to have faith. Just show up and let your own experience be your guide. Okay. Now, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present? And would they like to greet the group, particularly the new people here?
Yes. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment. It is a sacred moment in time when we are able to connect in the third density with those beings who wish to be connected with. We are a free will agency, so we do not impose ourselves on other people. If you have questions, we can hear, see, sense your question. We see the light of the strength of your willpower towards the answer being provided or help being provided to you. If we ever say something that does not resonate with you, let it go as it does not apply to you at that time. If someone asks a question, it may be the same question that you are asking. However, for different people, the answer may be totally different. So even if the question is the same, it does not mean that the answer that is given will be specific to you unless you have asked the question and the answer is directed toward you. Do you have questions? When are you there?
Excuse me. Yes, we have questions. I've got Terry's muteitis. I forgot to unmute. We have a question from Bonnie in Corona. Since the passing of my parents this spring, I have had time and space to reconnect with and resume my study of the higher realms. My heart sinks with the inner knowing that as I study them, they study me. That's something they said. I live alone now in my childhood home where my parents lived since 1966. And I am struggling with calling it my own. At a time when I need to step up and respond to a large number of new responsibilities, I feel stuck. I was a caregiver for both my mother and father for a time here at home and wonder if an energy clearing might help. I need to make changes and I'm overwhelmed with choices. I still feel like a guest in my own home. And she's probably meaning like an energy clearing from Fred Brooks. My question is, how can I overcome my self-sabotage and step out into the next chapter of this life? I am honored to have the opportunity to ask this question. Thank you, Bonnie.
Thank you. By asking, you have made the first step towards the clearing of the energies and the owning of your own home. We take a moment and let that settle in, and we take a look at your home, and we see that your past energies and all the energies of when you were growing up and under your parents' guidance was present. And we do a bit of a clearing here and now. And we lift up the energies. We have a technique that we do to see the energies just as they are, the thought patterns that are stuck in the walls, the conversations that have happened in the home and are still reverberating throughout the home and throughout the front yard and the outside. And we take a moment and we let those that are stuck and not moving, those memories, those, they are more than memories, they're energies. They are the recording of the events that happened in your home. We defocus from them and let them move into the background and resume their proper place in the Akashic Records so that you may call on them at any time, but they do not overpower you in the present moment.
Thank you. Next question. This is from Anna Domes. I don't see her city there. Let's see if you can tune into her, because I feel her energy on the line. She has a humming in her ears that gets louder, and she's seen strange things, like orbs. Also, whenever I take a picture, there's other things, aliens, question marks, faces in the clouds, questioning my intelligence. And we have another friend that had that same thing. She keeps seeing aliens in pictures. Can you tune in to Anna to answer her question?
Give us a moment. You are connected with some spirits who are around you and are, we look for the exact words, they are not, they are not helping you, but they assume that they are helping you and playing games with you to project pictures that you can then see in your mind of the physical phenomena around you. The spirits have an intelligence in the orbs, and they enjoy the game of playing. They have a sense of humor. When you wish them to clear out, to leave, as we say right now, we see their existence, and so we do not try to stop their existence. However, we ask that when you wish, you can address them and ask them to please give you the space and time so that in the silence of your own sanctuary, your own mind, you can create from that position without being imposed upon by their presence.
I would like to tag a question on. It sounds to me like orbs can be either positive or negative or mixed. They're not necessarily just positive. Is that true?
That is correct. That is correct.
Can the really, really negative project orbs in?
They can, yes.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any way of just, if someone is taking pictures, is there any way of distinguishing what's positive orbs and what's negative orbs?
There's a sense, when it is a negative orb or intelligence, a sense that there is irritation, a vibration that does not feel friendly and feels perhaps overpowering or the attempt to take over. Or so by sensing the vibe in the room, by sensing what it is in this intelligence. One can tell whether it is friendly or just plain being mischievous or whether it is indeed negative.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Next question. This is from... Well, it didn't... Vermin, you didn't send me your city. I'll make a quick comment on your question, but if you want to ask it again, send your city.
And what is the name?
Network, Vermin.
Vernon.
He's asking kind of a psychic-type question. And the question is, I have failed at network marketing for 20 years, but I have run across a company, Infini, that I feel is the right company for me to make 500,000 income level. And I guess he's asking, is that true? And, you know, leave it at that, okay? Believe it or not, Terry used to do network marketing, and so did I years ago. Terry was making $10,000 a month, and every company has its own way. First thing you have to figure out is the company solid. But even with the best of companies, what I have observed is that people that do it make it look simple. And it is simple, but there are certain natural qualities. This may not be true for every company, but there are natural qualities that help one be successful. And that is to be able to give people a sense of belonging and family. And a lot of times, people that are looking to make money don't have that in their life. And I've observed that the people who are very, very good network marketers have that ability to make people feel part of a family. And if you have that and you're working with a good company, you will be successful. And if you don't have that, and be honest with yourself, it's not just about money. You see, it's all about motivation. And being part of a family feeling creates the motivation and the endurance and the perseverance that allows somebody to succeed. And if you can't create that for others, or if someone above you is not creating it for you, because it can travel down, even when you're not good at that, someone else above you can be, and they will compensate. And they help other people be successful. That's what I know about it. You know, ask the question again and send your city if you need to, okay?
Thank you. We have an answer. We have a comment.
Yeah. Yes.
The money follows the interest. Money follows the reward. Money follows the benefits that the people get. So if you start there rather than the amount of money you can make. Keep that in mind. You can keep in mind the potential possibility of making money. But set that to the side and take a look at the benefits of what it is that the company is selling. Does it generate true interest and excitement and things that benefit and help and aid the people who are coming and wanting to belong. If you have a product that can generate true interest and benefit and excitement and passion, you have a chance of reaching your goal.
Thank you. And next question is, uh, from Rich Buckley in Livermore. And he has a question about a visualization. He says, I've read that a most effective, simple exercise to assist in preparing our DNA to handle more light and to trigger itself onward to its 12 strands from its current 2 strands, when the time is right to simply visualize oneself and one's entire aura is glowing, like a bright glowing light. This seems to be a method my mind can handle if it's useful. Is the above visualization actually useful for me? If not, would you please offer me another simple visualization, if there is one?
Thank you. We see that the energy strings, when activated in your body, in your ethereal body, can burn brightly, can emit light, a light that others may not see, but it is visible to people who can see it. We take a look at it as an exercise to strengthen the DNA strands and see that it does have some benefit. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question. And this is from a new person here. This is from Frank. And Frank, you're asking a question about our information as connected to the Urantia book. In the raw material, there was a question about the Urantia book. It was indicated in that, the raw material, that the information was fairly accurate, but it was from a more earthbound source, something like that. I'm not quoting it exactly. So it didn't have the frequencies of the higher vibrations overlaid in it. And that was from the raw group saying that.
Thank you. That is our comment also. There is much valuable information in the Urantia book, and it is some of it from a lower level, which does not make it wrong or bad. It is very good information on how to live in the third-dimensional world. Very good information exists in that book. It has its place.
Are you there, Terry?
Yes. Yes, that is our comment.
That's your comment? Okay, thank you. You know, you can look up lawofone.info and do a search on your Urantia book, and you can read the exact quote. Now, in general, one of the things that I am, like, somewhat cautious about is using our sources to validate or invalidate other sources. Because it's like, how do you know who to believe? Why should you believe us over anyone else? It's better to ask questions that give guidance, that give wisdom, that give resonance, rather than saying, should I believe so-and-so or should I believe so-and-so? And oftentimes they won't answer those questions. But next question is from Terry in Roselle, New Jersey. And I have been unemployed for 6 years and searching for work. I still have not been able to find a professional position. I do not understand why I am having so much trouble. What is going on with me? Anything you can tell me would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you. It is not necessarily something going on with you only. There is a difference in the climate, in the society, in the job availability, and it is, we would like to say, more difficult to get a job there, but we see that that is not exactly the right viewpoint, because once you connect up with the people that you can work with, it will be easy. The connection will come easily. The job will come easily. So we perhaps should say that the opportunities in the area you are looking are less, and the job is there for you. It is a little harder to unearth it, to find it. We suggest that you take a look at clubs, groups, people that may be in your profession, and get to know them, and just to have some ordinary discussions to learn a little bit more about the lay of the land and the companies that offer that type of work and what it is like at those companies at this time, because there is a more difficult climate with individuals working in the area, and they are having a little more difficult time in the economic climate of their companies having a more difficult time. And the economic climate is affecting it. So we suggest to intensify your search procedure, broaden your search procedure, get to know people in your profession, and see what they are saying. Thank you. When are you there?
Thank you. This is from Rosia in Toronto. My friend Rob's young 20-something son, Scott, accidentally died of an overdose in January of 2015. And she's requesting that you look in on Scott and see if there's anything you can observe or help that would bring some peace of mind to his father. Thank you.
Can you read his name again?
My friend Rob's young 20-something son, Scott.
My friend what?
Scott is his name. It's she has a friend named Rob. And he
a
has
friend named
a
Rob.
But that's not who she's asking about. She's asking about Rob's son, Scott, who died of an overdose in January of 2015, and just asking to look in on him. And she's hoping to find some peace of mind to tell his father.
Thank you. we see that he is there. He is alive, but in his ethereal body form. He is not sure what has happened. He sometimes feels that he is still alive in a body, and yet he doesn't know why things don't come together like they did when he had his full body. We take a moment and we are speaking very slowly because we are projecting into his space energy. We are evaluating potential. The first thing is he continue what he is doing, which is attempting to figure out his situation. It is unclear to him what has happened to him. And he fades in and out of a certain type of consciousness where he hopes that he can get responses, but then people do not know he is there and do not respond. And so he goes back into a reverie and hopes that when he wakes out of the reverie again, things will be different. We suggest talking to him, sending him and giving him a parting love. Just tell him, Scott, we love you, Scott. You're a good person, Scott. We give you love and light, Scott. Some real touching, close communication. It doesn't have to be all love and light. It's like, hey, Scott, how you doing? Or however you used to talk to him. Just, you may not know that he can hear you, but there are times when he can. Thank you.
Would that be something that Rosie should do, or she should tell his father?
Her father. The father.
The father. That's what I thought.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That's been a consistent thing that's come up in these sessions, that people who are deceased can actually hear you, even though you don't hear them. And oftentimes, they're very frustrated because they're in the space here, almost like ghosts, and no one knows they're there. Okay. Here's an interesting question from Charlene in Oneida, New York. Do we have time? 7:55. Usually, there's no one on after us, so we will try it. If you're on BBS, you'll cut off. But if you're on the phone, it'll continue. And it will be on the replay. There is a replay to these calls. And if you asked a question and I didn't get to it, feel free to ask it again and again and again, because I always get more questions than I can do. And so we'll get to it. If you keep asking it, it shows a high intent on your part to get the answer. And the question here, last question is from, wait a second, and here it is, Charlene, Oneida, New York. We know souls have contracts, pre-birth agreements, amongst other souls. My question is, what specific event in recent years, within the past 100 years, is an example of a very large group of souls agreeing with one another to experience an event or situation? And what were the objectives of this large-scale soul agreement contract?
Thank you. We take a look at situations that are happening right now where the energies and the media are peaked, and then people get the agreement that that energy is a valid energy that can take over. For instance, that there may be a terrorist attack, and the individuals begin to be afraid of it and begin to think it will happen. We take a look at past events. There was the Civil War, where a large group of people agreed that they would fight for certain rights, that there would be the right to have slavery, and that there would be the right to not have slavery, and the armies gathered and began to fight. And these soul groups sometimes crossed lines, so that a group of people traveling together may belong to the side of the South. And then even some of their relatives may take the side of the North. But there was the agreement to fight. Wars often have an agreement of a large number of people. They can be piqued by the leaders who are attempting to bring about some result that they wish. And they, for instance, in World War II, can set up circumstances where people can feel totally behind their country, and they can get patriotic, and as a group, a large group, they can all work together.
Excuse me, I want to, if you don't mind,
yes.
I want to interrupt, because I think you're missing part of her question, okay? And she is talking about pre-birth agreements among souls. In other words, if I was going to ask the question, I'd say, did the people in the Civil War have a pre-birth agreement to come into this realm and fight that war, okay? She wants to know if there's a large group of souls agreeing with one another to experience an event. There are some people, for example, that have said that the Jews came in to experience the Holocaust, and it was a pre-birth agreement and a sacrifice for this realm. I'm not saying that's true, but there's people that might say that. So you're not addressing her pre-birth agreements with regard to this. Do people have pre-birth agreements from your side?
They do have pre-birth agreements, yes. And they often make a contract to come in. It is not always necessarily positive either. They may make a pre-birth agreement to come in and to express some very violent negativity. And then similar people can also make pre-birth agreements, and they can come in and get together and act out their design that they have set to act out in that life. They can indeed do that. They can also have the ability to change their contract. Although most people are usually writing at a subconscious level concerning their contract and do not recognize it as something other than a directive that is true.
Thank you. All right. We're running a little over. We're going to bring this call to a close. We got a good question from Akaya Song. Is that your name? And please ask it again next week. It just came in 13 minutes ago. And we have a question from a couple other people, one about radiation, one about, where is it? Well, in any case, unless I tell you, your question is totally inappropriate, and I'll email you that. You do have to keep resubmitting it. Keep sending it again to show your intent to have it answered. Okay? And I thank you all for being here. I thank Terry. I thank Ron for greeting everybody. And Sunday at 10 a.m., we're doing our most popular call. And I hope you'll check it out. If more people come to it because we focused on bringing in good energy. And people feel the energy. And sometimes prayers are answered. So I'm unmuting.
All callers are unmuted.
You're all unmuted, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for
listening. All right. Sweet dreams.